know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN, is with us live this morning. Before we talk about college grads, Jill, I want to ask you about something that's driving the markets this morning. Moody's downgrading the U.S. credit rating, causing futures to drop. I mean, how big a deal is this? Because otherwise, stocks have been rallying.
Yeah, they sure have. You know, the close on Friday, just to point this out, that we actually have recovered all of those losses since that April 2nd announcement of tariffs in the Rose Garden. So we had clawed back all of those losses, and then we get a downgrade from Moody's. So what does this mean? We have companies that are ratings agencies, and all they're trying to do is say, what is the ability of the borrower to repay the loan? And in this case, Moody's cut America's sovereign credit rating by one notch. Now, by the way, this is the first time they've cut the U.S.'s AAA sterling credit since 1917. Now, two other ratings agencies had already downgraded the U.S. back in 2011 for Standard & Poor's and 2023 for Fitch. But what this really does mean is that credit ratings agencies are concerned that the amount of debt that the United States is piling up is unsustainable. And I think we always talk about that, but can I just drill down to what it means to you and me? If this is the case, if we have lots of debt, the problem is that you think, well, so what? That we'll just fix it. It's hard to fix. And until we fix it, it means that interest rates could rise. And we are seeing interest rates on longer term bonds, like 30-year bonds and 10-year bonds, rise. That means higher interest for everything from a car loan to a mortgage to anything else you'd borrow money for. And so that is essentially how it impacts you and me. Unless the government decides that it will cut certain aspects of the budget, and then each person who is affected by those cuts will feel the pain.
Okay. So more to come.
Yes,
if
absolutely.
If this will really impact us. Well, Jill, it's that time of year. I know over the weekend here, lots of college graduations. And for a lot of kids, it can be kind of a scary time waking up this morning and being like, all right.
Now what?
So what's going on, everyone? There's a lot of people out there giving financial advice for college grads, and I don't think they can get enough of it. What's yours?
Mine is a very clear-cut three-step process. And one is to track the amount of money that is coming in and going out the door. Now, hopefully you have a job. But if you don't have a job, you can kind of understand what's coming in. Zero. And what's going out the door might be everything from, the cost of your housing. Maybe you moved back home. Like, what are you chipping in for your family? Yeah, housing, food, transportation, utilities, loan payments, and some fun stuff. And what I always remind folks is there are so many apps that can help you track the money. And it does not matter what you choose. It matters that you do it. So tracking your spending is the cornerstone of every financial plan. The next step is if you are one of those millions of people who will have a student loan when you graduate, then you have got to get your arms around what that loan looks like. Meaning, you can have different kinds of loans with the government even that you might have from year to year. The terms have changed. So go to studentaid.gov if you've got a federal loan. Determine the amount of money you owe, the interest rate associated with the loan, and the payment terms. If you cannot actually pay the amount that is planned based on what you borrowed, you can consider an income-driven plan. Maybe you thought you were going to be an engineer and make a lot of money, and in the end of the day, you said you wanted to be a radio show announcer, and you make much less money. See how I did that? I just wove that in for us.
Yeah.
So the problem with finding your passion for a lower income is that you may not be able to afford the plan payment. So therefore, you can choose this income-driven plan, and then you will have, again, a lower monthly payment amount, but the term of the loan will be extended. So understand that whatever you do, whether it's a federal loan, a private loan, does not matter. Please make sure that you automate your payments. You don't want to be late. You don't want to miss a month, that could actually ding your credit score.
Right. You don't want to do nothing. That's not an option.
Exactly. And the third step is always is to create a safety net. Just put a little bit of money in savings, because that habit will be very important to you as you get older and go further into your career.
Right. Well, you know, some good pieces of advice. I would say number one would be to get a job.
Well, that is always...
especially if you don't have one.
True enough. But I also want to say that after I talked to so many people about the job market recently, it is hard out there for young grads. So I also, when you were talking about get a job, like getting any job is very much preferable to having no job and holding out for your dream job. So start somewhere. It doesn't have to be the best job in the world. It can be a lousy job. You're going to learn something even from a lousy job.
Yes, right. And then the other thing too... I mean, it may seem crazy. They seem, you know, to your very young age, but start thinking about a retirement account.
It's incredible to talk to people who say, oh my gosh, you know, my parents, my sibling told me to just put money in my 401k when I was 22 years old, and I can't believe how much money accumulated. And it's just small amounts, even if it's just a couple of a percentage points of your take-home pay, that's all you really need to do to get yourself started. So much of your, someone said to me, oh, what's the key to like financial success? I always say starting early and getting into those good habits. It's so much easier to start early and develop those habits. They will be with you throughout your life. And that to me is sort of like, it makes sense. It's sort of like working out. If it's not like, oh, it's drudgery and awful every year you restart it. It's really just part of who you are. You know that you're going to track your spending. You know you're going to put money away. So much of this, it's just getting in the habit of these things that will really see you through the next stage.
That set it and forget it.
Yes, right. Ron Popeil. You know what? Anyone younger the age of what, 45, doesn't know what we just talked about?
Yeah, probably.
Nah, you lost me.
Kids, kids these days.
That's me.
Set it and forget it.
Jill, thank you. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, every Monday with us, of course, and our show, Jill on Money, every weekend here on WBEN.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.